Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast for y'all, episode 20. This is episode 20 of the podcast. I want to thank all my listeners, subscribers out there for tuning in every week. Thank you so much for that, man. I wanted to take a different approach with this week's podcast. I'm always talking about uplifting and being positive, and I'm always going to be on that wave. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm always going to be on that wave the rest of my life. I don't want y'all to think I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I just want to show people that I have range and I can talk about a bunch of different topics. I don't have to talk about the same thing every week. So I just want to change it up for this week and just talk about something different. So I wanted to talk about what's trending in hip hop right now, because there's a lot of crazy shit going on. And, you know, there's a few albums that have come out recently that are really dope. So I just want to spend a little time, you know, talking about the albums that came out recently. I'm not going to spend too much time on this, like I said, but I do want to get into it a little bit. So where do I start? Let's start with J. Cole's album, the KOD shit. It's a dope album. It's a dope project. There's a lot of good songs on here. ATM is one of my favorites. Brackets is one of my favorite. My favorite song on the album is Once an Addict. If you haven't heard this shit, you need to go listen to it. It's a dope song. It's a deep song that's talking about an addict, which is Cole talking about his mother and how he grew up with his mom being an addict and shit like that. Shit is crazy, man. The wordplay is crazy. The whole song is crazy. So yeah, shout out to Cole, man. It's a real dope project. I love this shit. 1985 is dope, where he's, you know, talking to the young boys, you know what I'm saying? Like, he getting at them, like he's putting them down, but at the same time he's coaching them, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not just trying to shit on them, like, you know, because he said in concert a few times, like, yo, I'm just talking to y'all. I want y'all to understand that what y'all are doing is fucked up. Even though, yeah, you're making your money, you know, and I respect that too. You know, you can make money for your family, you know, you can provide for your family and whatnot. That shit is cool. But just think about the shit that you're talking about. Think about the shit that you're projecting into the world, and you're putting certain shit out into the world, and young kids are following that, wanting to follow in your footsteps, and they're doing the shit that they see you doing because they think it's cool to do. They think it's cool to sit lean, you know, they think it's cool to smoke cigarettes, they think it's cool to, you know, do all types of wild shit, you know what I'm saying? And that shit ain't really cool. So I respect that, man. So shout out to Cole, dope album. Love the KOD album, real dope. Let's see what's next. Styles P album is dope. G-Host is real dope, man. It got a lot of dope songs on here. You got a lot of fire on this album, man. Ghost Wars is dope. Wait Your Turn B. A lot of dope shit on here, man. What else? For This Occasion, Window to the Soul. That shit is dope, man. Another dope project. He also put out an EP. It's called Nickel Bag. I don't know if y'all know about that, but if you don't, now you do. So go listen to that as well. If you haven't heard, you go listen to all the new music that's out, man. We got a lot of dope shit that's out, you know what I'm saying? So just go check the shit out, you know what I'm saying? If you haven't, when you get a chance, you know, when you get a free moment, just check out the new music. What else we got? Royce's album that he just dropped called Book of Ryan. Real dope project, man. I listened to it the other day. It's real dope. It's pretty much his most personal album, in my opinion. I think he would agree with that, and a lot of other hip-hop fans would agree with that shit as well. His most personal album, he really opens up in this album. He's talking about a lot of deep shit, a lot of crazy shit that went on in his life. Real dope shit, man. There's a lot of dope songs on here as well. A song called Woke. What else? Yeah, the Caterpillar shit is dope with M. That shit is crazy. M, he I mean, what can you say about Eminem, man? The guy is just incredible, man. I mean, there was times where I thought he was just out of it, like, you know, I don't know if he should rap no more or whatever, but then he come with a verse like he did on the Caterpillar shit, and it's like, man, he's still that dude, man. Godspeed is dope, and also with the Caterpillar remix, that shit is dope. Logic murdered that shit. Shouts to Logic, man. I think he's underrated as a lyricist for sure. He's definitely overlooked as a lyricist. He's one of the best MCs out right now, period. I don't care what nobody say. It's not up for debate, all right? He's one of the dopest, period. We got a lot of good songs on here, though, man. A song called Dumb, Cocaine, Life is Fair. Oh, Pablo Boat. I mean, almost overlooked that shit. J. Cole, once again, is proving that he's one of the best of this generation, if not the best of the entire generation, because he just has a different way of thinking. I mean, his level of being able to put certain lyrics together is fucking bananas, fucking crazy. Shouts to Cole, man. He murdered that track. I mean, Royce, you know, he killed it, of course. You know, he always kills. Song called Legendary. I mean, there's a lot of dope shit on here, man. You just gotta, you know, check these albums out for yourself. If you haven't listened to them already, go check them out, please, man. The last thing I want to talk about, man, is the Childish Gambino video. It's called This Is America. It's almost impossible. I mean, if you haven't seen the video, you need to go check it out. It's a real dope video, man. He's talking about, you know, police brutality, gun violence. The video is really well thought out. It's a really great project. I know Gambino is a really good writer and everything. I give him a lot of credit for his writing, you know, ability, but shit, the director and the choreographer need to get as much credit as he does, though. I see everybody saying, oh, you know, Childish Gambino is a genius. I mean, I'm not denying none of that, but let's give credit where it's due. Let's give credit to the people that helped him put this great project, you know, together for everybody to see. It's a great fucking project, man. And he had a team of people that helped him put this nice visual together for everybody to see as a collective. So big shout out to, you know, the director in the video, the choreographer, that, because we know that, y'all, I mean, he didn't know how to do all of that crazy stuff he was doing in the video with the dancing, you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't know how to do all of that on his own already. He had somebody teach him how to do that shit. So big shout out to the director, the choreographer, everybody, all parties involved with making this fucking video. Big shouts to y'all. Big shout out to y'all, man, because it's a crazy video. It's a powerful video. Got a powerful message in it. And it's dope. The song is dope. The video is dope. Everything is dope. So shouts to Gambino and his whole team. Everybody that was involved in making the video, man. Real dope. Yeah, that's really all I got for y'all, man. I just wanted to talk about, you know, those few things in the podcast today. Like I said, I want to switch it up every now and then to show people I can talk about different topics. I'm not just going to talk about the same thing every week. I'm going to switch it up and talk about different things. So I appreciate you guys for tuning in, man. Thank you for listening. As always, I appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart and my soul. Thank you so much. Thank you, man. And I hope you guys continue to strive and thrive for success. Keep chasing your dreams. Keep chasing your goals. Never ever stop for any reason, no matter how difficult it might get. Keep moving, keep pushing, and never ever stop. And be blessed. Be great. And I'll catch y'all next week. All right? Be blessed. Be great. And I love y'all. Peace.